What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And welcome to our show today. It is Friday, September 9th. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. And we have got a lot of stuff to get through tonight. It's been another very, very busy news day. A lot of stuff is going on. Mike is in our control room taking care of business and keeping us out of trouble here. So let's get right on into it. The world political leadership, media leadership are basically going pedal to the metal over the passing of Queen Elizabeth II and the ascension of Charles III to the throne of England. And interestingly enough, Joe Biden went across town to the British embassy in Washington, D.C. to sign the condolence book, and witnesses saw him literally pull out a card and read from it and copy it into the condolence book. I mean, that really says a great deal about his mental capabilities there, that he couldn't, you know, extemporaneously come up with some sympathetic comment to make about the Queen here. All right, we are coming up on yet another anniversary of 9/11. This was the destruction of the World Trade Center in New York City, the Twin Towers, and Building Number 7. And, you know, we're, it's 16 years, and I still remember like it was yesterday. I got a phone call from a very good friend at Square saying, you better turn on your TV, and I did. And the moment I saw what was happening, I said, this is, you know, this is definitely a psyop of some kind. And let's see, we're getting some noise here. Let me see if I can deal with that. Yeah, it's coming in from the RBN end, I'm afraid. Okay, so anyway, so there's an article out here, 16 more reasons to question 9/11. And I'm just going to give you a few of them here because, I mean, I have an article. I actually have a whole series of articles about 9/11. I spoke at the 10th anniversary symposium in New York, and there are a lot of reasons to doubt the official story. We now know from this point in history how much we have been lied to by our governments. Saddam's nuclear weapons, Assad's gassing his own people, torpedoes in the Gulf of Tonkin, Spanish mine in Havana Harbor, and on and on and on and on. So anyway, getting into the reasons. In the 9 years before 9/11, the FBI failed miserably at preventing terrorism. And there are a lot of examples of how FBI leadership under Louis Freeh facilitated and covered up acts of terrorism during the time. These were acts of terror that were actually being committed or set up by the FBI to entrap people or to just keep the American people terrified and emotionally dependent on the government. Second reason, CIA Director George Tenet led an agency that also failed in its duties related to counterterrorism, and those failures appear to have been intentional. In other words, they looked the other way and they let these things happen. Now, the FBI and CIA have made a mockery of the U.S. justice system, both in 9/11, and we're seeing it now with the raid on Mar-a-Lago. And the list just goes on and on and on. And, you know, it was, you know, the new Pearl Harbor that was supposed to launch the century of unremitting warfare, which is not going very good. You know, it kind of reminds me when the Nazis rose to power, they promised a 1,000-year Reich, and it sort of equates to that new American century that they were talking about in the 1990s. The 1,000-year Reich lasted only 12 years, and I don't think the United States is going to get to the end of that new American century. It just seems like it's falling apart over there. All right. Now, we've been talking about how Joe Biden was putting out crack pipes in these kits, supposedly to keep drug users from catching or passing on diseases. It's for the public health. Yeah, sure, Joe, we're right about that. And there's an article that came on out from WorldNet Daily, okay, and it is quoting the Washington Free Beacon, that the Biden administration is spending $1.6 million to deploy vending machines filled with drug supplies in rural Kentucky, including hypodermic syringes. Now, I remember it wasn't all that long ago that, you know, you couldn't just go into a pharmacy and say, I'm a diabetic, I've lost my syringes, I need some new ones, and they would give it to you. No, it's tightly controlled. Unless you're in rural Kentucky, there's a vending machine where you can get this stuff, and it's another indicator that the U.S. government has, in fact, been taken over by the drug lords, much as the U.S. government was taken over by the rum runners back during Prohibition. History repeats itself. That is what is wrong with history. All right, getting on to modern corruption here. A Clinton-appointed judge has now dismissed Donald Trump's lawsuit against Hillary Clinton and the FBI, who manufactured that Russian collusion hoax. And Trump had earlier sued a number of individuals related to the Russiagate hoax and attempted coup d'etat of his administration. And for some reason, the case was assigned to a Clinton-appointed judge, Donald Middlebrooks, and Judge Ryan McCabe. Now, Judge Middlebrooks was appointed by Bill Clinton into the Southern District of Florida in 1997. And Trump urged the courts to replace the Clinton judge with someone who would not have a bias in the case. Now, Judge McCabe later did recuse himself from the case. Judge Middlebrooks refused to do so. And Judge Middlebrooks has announced he will deny Trump's motion to remove him from the case. And then he turned around and he actually threatened Donald Trump's lawyers. So, yeah, the deep state is irretrievably corrupt at this point. And adding salt to the injury, as it were, the federal grand jury is investigating Donald Trump's Save America PAC, Political Action Committee, and they're basically probing how this PAC was created and how they've been handling the fundraising. It is another fishing expedition. And, yeah, they're really afraid of him. They are really afraid right now, which is dangerous for ordinary American people. Now, Senator Chuck Grassley, the ranking member of the Senate Judiciary Committee, has asked whether prosecutors have all of the evidence against Hunter Biden because of the recent exposure of FBI interference in the case. And Grassley legitimately is asking, has the FBI concealed or hidden or buried additional information that would be needed in the investigation of Hunter Biden? And I would say, is this a trick question? Of course, it's what the FBI does here. Now, we have all, I hope, seen the video 2,000 Mules. And the new one, My Son Hunter, is now out there. It's such demand, it actually crashed the streaming server. The producer, Dinesh D'Souza, of 2,000 Mules, created a book version of the story that was basically being published by, I think it was Regnery Press, and but it's it was on already in the bookstores. It's been recalled by the publisher, saying that, oh, there was a publication error. We have to get these books off of the shelf. And so, yeah, the 2,000 Mules has really struck fear into the heart of the deep state. Okay, down, let's see. Kevin McCarthy, the Congressional Leadership Fund, and Defending Main Street have spent $5 million to try and block Carolyn Leavitt from winning her primary election for New Hampshire's District 1 next week. And that's $5 million they put in to a race that's, you know, in a different state from where they themselves live. So there's a lot of dirty money floating around here. And I would think in the blueprint for the new America that for senators and representatives, they have to fundraise only within their own states. They can't fundraise from other states. They can't fundraise from corporations in other states. That's going to return control of the government back to the people here. Meanwhile, a lot of complaints starting to surface regarding the Federal Trade Commission And it's being described as no Washington bureau better exemplifies the Biden administration's fierce far-left attacks on free markets than the FTC, calling the recent actions regulatory overreach would be an understatement. Now, the head of the agency is 33-year-old Lina Khan, a radical academic whose experience with the real world of business is absolutely zero. Okay, ivory tower of academics, and we thought about it. You know, we're experts, and then now she's running the FTC here. And she and two equally extremist Democratic commissioners are imposing their own ideology untethered by reality. And they are causing an immense amount of damage. And, you know, it's not confined to the FTC. We're seeing all the damage caused by all this global warming nonsense and the regulations passed to deal with that. You know, we have a government that is surviving by making up all kinds of crises to deal with and then passing new laws to deal with the crisis, so it looks like they're doing something about it. And meanwhile, the country continues to deteriorate. Now, out in Silicon Valley, social media giant Snap has admitted that they made an error. They're stressing this is an error that gave leading Democratic campaigns and party committees access to a huge repository of Republican voter data, allowing them to tailor their midterm ads. Okay, and it was an accident, really. Trust us, it was an accident. We would never, ever, ever do anything to help the Democrats undermine the Republican voters here. Getting into COVID, Dr. Naomi Wolf is now standing up, accusing the White House of targeting her, and she's trying to find out, who did this and why they are slandering her. And, of course, Dr. Naomi Wolf is the one who has been making articles and presentations and speeches regarding the dangers of the vaccines used for COVID, and how officials have just disregarded the warning signs because they don't want to admit they were wrong. And she says it's time to jail them all. Now, meanwhile, new documents have surfaced revealing that Mark Zuckerberg is a close associate with Dr. Anthony Fauci. In fact, they have each other's personal phone numbers. And so Fauci is obviously in a position to wield tremendous influence over Mark Zuckerberg's media empire regarding COVID-19, what they're describing as misinformation, what I describe as lies and advertising. Down in Australia, one of their health officials is now admitting that the vaccinated are now dying from myocarditis. And did a video. It's linked to whatreallyhappened.com. It appeared first on Twitter. And in other medical non-COVID situations, there have been a lot of accusations over the years. And every time, it's a conspiracy theory. It's a bunch of nutcases, you know. But apparently experts are now acknowledging that artificial sweeteners may be linked to heart attacks. And they're saying there's a new study, it's peer-reviewed. Artificial sweeteners increase the risk of cardiovascular disease and should not be considered a healthy and safe replacement to sugar. It's not nice to fool Mother Nature. Okay, getting into the international news, Russian President Putin threatened on Wednesday to let Europe freeze through the winter by simply shutting off all energy to Europe until all sanctions are lifted. And he said he's going to do the same thing if there is an imposed price cap. And his attitude is, it's Russia's oil. If you want to buy it, you pay the price we're asking for it. Okay? And you don't mess around with us with all these sanctions. My analysis is that Europe will crumble. Okay? They are going to drop all support for Joe Biden's little tiff with Putin, and say, look, you guys go someplace else and settle your differences. We need to keep our homes warm. We need to keep our factories running. We need to keep the lights on. And that is just the cold, hard reality. Now, down in Ukraine, U.S. involvement is becoming more and more evident. We talked about yesterday how U.S. personnel, rather, were on those Ukrainian warships that sank Russian warships in the Black Sea, actually on the decks. They trained these crews, and they oversaw the crews. Sounds like a command structure in place here. And now officials from the Donbass republics are saying that they are discovering evidence of U.S.-supplied artillery shells being used in Ukraine. And they're saying it's a specific type of artillery shell that's considered highly deadly. And so, yeah, we're messed up in this war. Can't hide from it. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg warned yesterday that Ukraine and its supporters will face a tough winter in the coming months, but he urged the people in Western nations to keep faith in their efforts, saying the war is at a crucial point and Russia is going to lose if we just stick it out here. And he said, we need to be prepared for the winter. There is no sign of Russia giving up. And it sounds to me like, NATO was saying, you're on a wartime economy. You know, you're going to be freezing in the dark and eating insects, you know, but it's worth it to get those gosh darn Ruskies. Okay. Another analysis along the same line here from the New York Times. A wartime economics comes to Europe. And they're saying the West isn't exactly directly at war with Russia, but we're not exactly not at war. If you look at all the weapons that are pouring on in there, these deadly artillery shells, the training of the Ukrainians to use these modern high-tech weapons, and of course Russia has retaliated with a de facto embargo on natural gas to Europe. And that's a strategic advantage that Putin has. And, he waited for a long time before he played that card. He could have played it a lot earlier. But he timed it to coincide with the arrival of winter. And I think it's going to prove to be very, very effective. Meanwhile, Poland, we mentioned the other day, they're building more and more of their home-built self-propelled howitzers. They're very expensive, and they're going to double the number of their troops here. All of this is going to have a negative effect on the Polish economy, and Poland appears willing to destroy their economy to strengthen NATO's eastern border with Russia. And it almost seems like Poland is out there saying, yes, start World War III here. We're ready to go. We're going to prevail here because we have good intentions or something. Okay. Over in North Korea, they have declared themselves to be a nuclear weapons state. Not really a big surprise. Kim Jong-un called the decision irreversible and ruled out the possibility of any talks on denuclearization. Well, from Kim Jong-un's point of view, they have the nukes and they have the rockets. Okay? People should leave North Korea alone. That's the reason to have nuclear weapons and missiles, is to discourage other countries from messing with you. Okay? And if you've noticed over the last couple of decades, the United States is always messing with countries that don't have nuclear weapons. Okay? Unfortunately, we're getting dangerously close to messing with China and Russia, and they do have nuclear weapons. So North Korea is a nuclear weapon state, and Kim Jong-un further stirred the pot by saying that North Korea could launch preemptive nuclear strikes, a first-use policy. Meanwhile, Japan is starting to build military ports along their western shore, closer to Taiwan, in anticipation of a cross-strait crisis. Okay, we're going to take a break for commercials here, and we'll be back with more news after these few words.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Barron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Barron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote with Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead, and when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Wall Street wizards on the land. From a mental institution, claim private retirement funds. Yeah, they are the best solution. But when the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash. Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash. Will Congress pay the piper when all the money's gone?
Sort of bridging the gap between the international news, core news, and the economic news. Inflation is hitting our military families quite hard, as it is ordinary Americans, and the U.S. Army has recommended that any soldiers, sailors, air people, well, this is the Army only at this particular point, but if any of their soldiers are struggling with inflation, just go on food stamps. Okay, we're not going to give you any more money. Just go on the food stamps and, you know, quit whining, you know, just suck it up and deal with it here. This is a war. We're in a war for good over evil or profit over loss or something like that. Getting solidly into the economic news, a food official over at the United Nations is warning that the shortage of fertilizer could slash global grain production by 40%, and that is a lot. I mean, the food production and supply operates on razor-thin margins. I mean, we still waste a lot of food, but they try not to produce, you know, much more than is likely to be purchased and consumed. And so if grain production is slashed by 40%, there will be shortages of any grain-derived products, bread, muffins, donuts, beer, and so forth and so on. Joe Biden is out there saying that our economy is looking good, and he says he feels really good about it. Well, I'm sure he's doing very well financially after all the kickbacks from Ukraine and China here. But according to this article in Real Clear Markets, the signs are not good. And Biden's boast that our economy is stronger than any other in the world is a complete fiction. There are dark clouds forming over the economy, and financial markets are signaling economic trouble ahead. And, of course, Biden and the Democrats would like to find some way to hold it off until after the midterm elections. Then it can all go to heck. But I don't think they're going to succeed. I think it's going to start coming apart end of this month, first part of October. Everybody is going to see it. It's going to be inescapable that Biden took the healthy economy that Trump left as his legacy and just absolutely wrecked it with overspending, overregulation, and a lot of ideological nonsense here. Now, there's an interesting article, again, from Real Clear Markets, and they're talking about the Federal Reserve. And they're saying the Federal Reserve is not supposed to be an independent agency. And we have been seeing Jerome Powell come on out and set fiscal policy as if he is in charge of it, and he isn't. You know, it's supposed to be the U.S. government. If you go back and you read the Constitution, it says clearly Congress has the authority to regulate the currency and control its value. And there is nowhere in the Constitution authorizing the government to delegate that authority to another institution. So technically, legally, the Federal Reserve is unconstitutional. But they've taken control of our currency, and they're using it basically to enslave us to debt. Okay, now, everybody dislikes the Internal Revenue Service. In fact, there were reports of a shooting at an IRS building in Memphis yesterday, but apparently nobody was hurt or nobody was arrested. But, you know, the IRS doesn't like stories like that to get out into public. The one about the guy who crashed his plane into the IRS building in Texas some years ago was too big to ignore. The IRS doesn't want you to know how much they're hated here. Anyway, there's this article from The Hill, no less, saying that it's time to audit the tax code. Now, the tax code is just immense. It is a huge, huge library of books, and every provision in there represents a special favor by a politician to a specific individual or company that can take advantage of that loophole. When you hear about tax loopholes, all of those are buried inside that tax code. And the tax code has been amended over 4,000 times just over the last decade. And so it should be simplified. And, you know, one of the reasons they don't want to simplify it is they're supporting the tax preparation industry, which is a multi-billion dollar industry. And, you know, governments that cease to actually produce products will keep their economies going by imposing all kinds of regulatory burdens so that you have to go out and hire people to process your paperwork for you. And that's exactly what's happening here with our obfuscated tax code and the tax preparation industry. Anytime anybody in Washington talks about simplifying the tax system, you get lobbyists pouring in from the tax preparation company saying, no, no, you can't do that. You'll put us out of work here. Here's a campaign donation. All right, we're going to take another break.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Forced to carry his own cross while we drive nails in his coffin. You might say it is routine. It happens far too often. Decorated soldier.
Our show here, and when Donald Trump was in the White House, he adopted a policy of restrictions on access to welfare by immigrants. Now, it was aimed at the legal immigrants, not the illegals. Obviously, illegal immigrants should not have access to anything in this country, and that's a big problem there. But yesterday, the Department of Homeland Security threw the Trump policy out and basically said we're going to be very lenient on immigrants' use of welfare, and said that living in government housing and using Medicaid for health coverage or accepting food stamps would not count against an immigrant. And they're saying this is consistent with America's bedrock values. No, I don't think it really is. And you know this is going to get abused by the illegal immigrants. It's inevitable because there's no oversight. Nobody's keeping watch on where your money is going into this whole immigration system. Now, up in Washington, D.C., Mayor Bowser has declared a public emergency over the illegal immigrants that are being bused into the city. And he basically declared the busing a public emergency yesterday, as over 9,000 illegal immigrants arrived in the district since April. And the declaration authorizes Bowser to establish an Office of Migrant Services that will provide support and services to illegal immigrants being sent to Washington, D.C. from Texas and Arizona. This is absolutely the wrong approach. Okay? You should take those illegal immigrants back to the border, load them into a trebuchet, and fling them back across the border. Okay? We, the American people, are under no obligation to open the border and then pull out our wallets for people who are here illegally. By definition, these are criminals. They step across the border, they have committed a crime against the United States. And a little reminder, everybody helping the illegal immigrants, every politician, every mayor, every governor out there, are in violation of Title VIII. And they should be in jail. Okay, and really, you know, the legal immigrants, the ones who come here through the process, that's all well and good. But I'm adamantly opposed to all of these plans to simply declare this, you know, 30 million illegal immigrants that have come into the country, oh, you're all automatically citizens, don't forget to vote Democratic. Okay, now we were talking earlier in the week about the tragic death of Eliza Fletcher. This was the lady in Memphis. She was out there jogging. She was a school teacher, and this attacker grabbed her, dragged her into a car, drove off, raped her, and killed her. It's a really ugly situation, and it turns out this apparently was a very inspirational act, because in Orlando there's been a repeat incident. There was a female jogger fought off an attacker who grabbed her on the hiking trail near Orlando. And this was a 19-year-old girl, Israel Pagan, grabbed the victim. Israel Pagan, 19, was the kidnapper, grabbed the victim as she ran along the Little Econ Greenway Trail around 5 p.m. Last Sunday. And, yeah, that's kind of an ugly situation. The crime is just out of control. And the crimes are being committed primarily by the black population. And I'm not saying that to be racist, but I'm trying to counter all this propaganda we've been getting about how white supremacists are the dangers. You know, white Trump supporters are an enemy of the state. And, you know, white people bad, black people good. People are good or bad. And it doesn't matter what color they are, what race they are, what gender or orientation. You know, we need to support the good people. And we need to deal decisively with the bad people. Now, speaking of that, back in Memphis, police officers last night are searching for a pair of men who posted a video online threatening to kill white people. And yes, it was two black males, and they were out there saying, we're going to start killing white people, and the police are searching for them as well. Meanwhile, there was that situation in Memphis where this black kid went on a shooting rampage. It killed four people. He live streamed it on Facebook. Okay. And it turns out he's got a record, previously charged with attempted murder and let off. He was released early from prison. And, you know, it's why, the whole idea of prison is a deterrent to crime. And if you take away the deterrent, crime will go up. That's just common sense. And if I ever start my own political party, it's going to be called the Common Sense Party. There sure isn't a lot of common sense in our government right now. Okay, in Baltimore, which is 65% black, the TV production of Lady in the Lake has been halted. They were shooting in the city, which brings money into the local economy. You know, cities, towns, they love film production because they spend a lot of money and boost the economy. We certainly saw a lot of that in Hawaii. But the production of Lady in the Lake has been stopped because black drug dealers threatened to shoot the crew unless they were paid $50,000. That's called extortion. And so far, nobody seems to have arrested these black drug dealers. So, it's violence and extortion is what is going on. All right, a little bit of good news here. Remember the stink over at Oberlin College? They had defamed this bakery store. They slandered it as racist. The owners of the bakery took them to court. The court determined that, yes, it was defamation, that there was no actual evidence the bakery was racist. And the Oberlin College School Board had basically been stalling on paying the settlement of $36 million. They were just sitting there saying, no, we're not going to do that. We're absolutely not going to do that. Well, finally, because of the public awareness and the stink that this has caused, Oberlin College has finally paid out the $36 million owed to this family bakery. And I would imagine that they're trying to decide right now, are they going to open a new bakery or just simply retire? Me, at my age, I would just go for retirement, you know. And if I win the Powerball, I'm out of here. What can I tell you? All right. This story really bothers me. It's from Blabberbuzz. And they're talking about this World Professional Association for Transgender Health. Apparently all these doctors and nurses that like to slice off breasts and penises have their own trade association. And this trade association is working to lower the age for transgender youth surgeries. Okay? Basically, the cutoff right now is 18. They want to lower it to 15 for breast removal. And they want to drop it to 17 for removal of the womb and testicle. Now, remember, we had a story the other day that children who go through these treatments before puberty will never, ever have a satisfying sex life. They're not going to be able to orgasm. It's just not going to be there. What a terrible, terrible thing to do to a child. Okay? It's amazing. All righty. Let's see. Over in Great Britain, not having enough LGBTQ, the city of Birmingham is going to add another Pride March just for transgender people. Okay, they've got LGBT days and weeks, months, all this other stuff, and now they're going to have Pride March for trans people. What are they going to do, walk down the street and show each other their surgical scars? Just amazing here. Okay, let's see. Wells Fargo, Target, Citibank, and Hewlett-Packard are now sponsoring child drag performances. And this is at an event in Boise, Idaho. And it's the Boise Pride Festival. And they're going to have an event called Drag Kids on Stage. And the selling line is, you've watched the queens and kings, now it's time to see the kids. And I have the same attitude about this that I do about these child beauty pageants, where they take these young girls and they, you know, doll them up with makeup and wigs and, you know, duct tape on their waist and, you know, try and turn them into a centerfold material. And, you know, most of them are the children of mothers who wanted to be beauty queens and failed, and so now they're living vicariously through their children. But this is, again, it's a terrible thing to do to children. And the ultimate result of all of this is going to be children are going to grow up without a strong sense of self, without a strong sense of identity, which, of course, makes them much more easy to control by the New World Order dictators. But that's what's going on. Erase your history so we have no idea where you came from. Make you doubt your gender or even your race, so that you're not really sure who you are. And without a strong identity, it becomes impossible to stand up to bad authority. And that's really what's going on. Now, Tucker Carlson had a monologue warning that the elites are making things worse on purpose. A lot of people are of that opinion right now. And, he's saying that these events like energy and food shortages are all happening at once, and society is rapidly being collapsed, and too many people are trying to ignore it, and you should not ignore it. Carlson pointed out Europe is descending into poverty because of the spiraling energy costs, and the inability of countries to provide their own power sources. And he said, energy is the key to a functioning society, and the elites don't care. Or maybe they do care, and they're making things worse on purpose. You know, less for us, more for them. What's going on here? Okay, now, article coming out of Mercola. He's got a lot of good stuff over there, by the way. According to the World Economic Forum and its allied Great Reset minions, they're saying now a traditional whole food diet is unsustainable and environmentally destructive. Remember the basic food groups, and then there was the food pyramid that de-emphasized meat, so they went back to the original food groups. Well, now the World Economic Forum is out there saying, well, this is unsustainable, you know, we've got to come up with something people can eat that's not destructive of the environment. You know, we're going to feed you crickets and grasshoppers and praying mantises and things like that there, or we're going to take, and this has actually been suggested, they're going to take dead people and process them into food for the living, shades of Soylent Green. That's where they seem to be going here. And, you know, I would be very uneasy, you know, having my Aunt Mary for dinner. I would really not be happy about that at all. Okay, there is an article that came out of Zero Hedge saying, stop pretending the U.S. is a functioning democracy. And it's saying there are no institutions in this country, including the press, the electoral system, the imperial presidency, the courts, or the justice system, that can be defined as democratic. We are living with the fiction of democracy. And certainly what they did to Trump down at Mar-a-Lago should underscore that. And there is a fatal disconnect between a political system that promises democratic equality and freedom while carrying out socioeconomic injustices that result in grotesque income inequality and political stagnation. Now, this disconnect has been decades in the making, and it has extinguished any traces of real democracy here in America. And the steady stripping away of economic and political power and freedom has been buried by the corporate media. And meanwhile, you know, screaming about Osama bin Laden, Saddam Hussein, the Taliban, Putin, and ignoring the barbarians in our midst. And they're describing this as a slow-motion coup. Corporations and the billionaire class have won, and only the fiction of democracy remains. And that, unfortunately, is very, very true, and it's going to end badly. There are a lot of very angry people out there. I started doing this back in 1994, and part of my motivation was I could see the direction the country was going. And I saw it ending in a bloody revolution or a civil war, which I don't like. And unfortunately, it looks like I have not succeeded in heading off that fate. In fact, it now seems at this point inevitable. Getting on back to the World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab's lieutenant, Yuval Noah Harari, who's basically Himmler to Klaus Schwab's Hitler, came on out in a recent interview saying, we just don't need the vast majority of the population. We don't need them. We don't need the workers. We've got automation. We've got artificial intelligence. We have got bioengineering. You know, these Homo sapien monkeys walking around here. There are too many of them, and we can't really find a use for them. And so it's time to get rid of them. So, yes, there is a depopulation agenda, and I understand that there's population pressure in the world, and there always will be, because sex is a lot more fun than dying. The problem I have are those who say we get to choose who gets to live, who gets to die, who gets to have children, and who does not, okay? Because that's a really major decision, and looking in the mirror, my resume really does not have the qualifications to apply for the job of God. And I'm not going to do that. Okay. Here's an interesting little article. This is from amgreatness.com. And it says, the world wants no part of woke. And, yeah, at this point, it is primarily a United States social phenomenon. This issue of biological men competing in women's sports, transgender surgery, so forth and so on. Crime is up. It's at a 40-year high. But if you suggest that arrests, indictments, and convictions and jailing deter crime, you're called racist. Again, because much of the crime is being committed by the black and Hispanic population. We've got to take a break for a for our commercials here, and we'll be back with this woke message.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie: great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer: 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer: 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and
welcome
children
back to our show here, and we're talking about wokeness being a primarily American phenomenon. The rest of the world is already starting to turn away from it because they're seeing what it's done to the United States. I mean, we've got our major cities that used to be beautiful places They've gone from mostly safe and clean to these very dangerous and toxic environments filled with drug addicts and homeless and illegal immigrants. And the government tries to cover it up by saying, well, we're being tolerant of these people. You know, we have to be tolerant of these unfortunate individuals and so forth. The Pentagon and the CIA are putting out recruitment videos that sound like kindergarten diversity, equity, and inclusion programming. The military is doing the same thing, and this is actually reducing the effectiveness of our military forces. And right now, because of all the wokeness and pronouns and everything, the military has met only about 50% of its scheduled recruitment targets. And so the rest of the world is looking at this, and they're laughing at how silly we all were. And they're realizing that the great hegemon of the United States is in decline, and that we are not the mighty power we once were. And at some point, there's going to be a societal collapse. And they're waiting to take advantage of that and say, okay, the U.S. is gone. We're going to go have fun. We're going to do business. We're going to, you know, rebuild our economies, and everything's going to be fine here. All right. Project Veritas has scored yet another wonderful video. This is in South Carolina, where Democrat U.S. Senate candidate Crystal Matthews was caught on video saying, you got to treat white people like poo. Poo is not the word that she used. Okay. It rhymes with fit. And so this Crystal Matthews was trashing white people. And she was saying, my district is slightly Republican and it's heavily white. I'm no stranger to white people. I'm from a mostly white town. But she's clearly got a racist agenda. And something that really bothers me is that racism against blacks and Hispanics is being rightly condemned, but racism against whites is being encouraged, and that is dangerous. Racism is wrong no matter what direction it's going in, and you don't end racism by being racist in reverse. It has never worked. It never will. Okay. By the way, the mass shooter in Memphis who went out on a shooting spree, they did arrest him. And, he was released early from prison. Okay. Tucker Carlson, again, is out there saying our entire country will be Memphis if we don't put a stop to this insanity. And, yeah, that's true. And, the government's got to stop prosecuting people who question school boards and vaccine safety, and they've got to go after the violent criminals. That's what we pay them taxes to do. We'll be right back after statement identification. Phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
John, the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.